The House Ethics Committee voted unanimously today to expand its probe of Speaker Newt Gingrich. The committee said this afternoon that the 9-month investigation by outside counsel James Cole raises new questions that need to be answered. NPR's Peter Overby has the story.
Under fire from Democrats, editorial writers, and others for an investigation that's taken 2 years with no end in sight, the usually secretive Ethics Committee took the remarkable step today of releasing an interim report by its investigative subcommittee. In that report, the 4 subcommittee members said certain facts uncovered by outside counsel Cole merit further inquiry. Those facts point to more trouble for Newt Gingrich. The subcommittee members suggest Gingrich misled them on a question central to the investigation. What was the relationship between his college course, Renewing American Civilization, and GOPAC, the political action committee he headed until last year? Renewing American Civilization was financed largely with interest group money funneled through 2 tax-exempt foundations, and Cole already is investigating whether those foundations violated the tax code. The committee now wants to examine an allegation long made by Democrats that because GOPAC employees were instrumental in designing the course and raising the money, the course was really political. The committee also will examine possible tax code violations based on Gingrich's relationship to 2 foundations, the Progress and Freedom Foundation, founded by a former aide, and the Abraham Lincoln Opportunity Foundation, which was organized to help inner-city youth in Colorado and later taken over by GOPAC and used to mount conservative seminars. Gingrich said in a letter to the committee he's confident all the charges will be proved groundless. A spokesman for his harshest critic, House Democratic Whip David Bonner, suggested the expanded investigation is Gingrich's worst nightmare. It may not be that, but it does seem certain to keep the investigation front and center as Election Day approaches. I'm Peter Overby in Washington.